Everybody ready to rock?
Yes! Yeah.
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
Well, we are here inside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony is tomorrow night. I'm Pierre Robert. Ryan Shuttleworth is with me. Pancake is running the controls back at the radio station. And the Hall of Fame folks just couldn't have been nicer. And the people here in Cleveland thus far are also very nice. We've had some cool people stop by. A lot of Philly people are here. And we wanted to, because we keep doing this feature and are doing it Monday through Friday up through our birthday, of doing something live from the massive vaults of the MM Archives. But we thought we would do at least one Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member. And the member we have chosen is Ray Davies of the Kinks. And he was at the TLA in 1996 doing a five-night stand. It was very storytellers-like. He and his guitar player would just tell stories of the Kinks in early days and play a lot of those songs acoustically. And so I was able finally to convince him to come in and play. We'd interviewed him a number of times. But in the middle of that five-night stand in October of 1996, he came in. And Ed Shockey was still alive, the late, great, and certainly vital part of our history at MMR. And during one of the commercial breaks, Ed said, "Ray, come on, come on, play Waterloo Sunset." And, "Well, I don't know, play." And Ed hammered him. And finally, he came out, and he was willing to do it. And he references at the very beginning of this song, you'll hear him say, "Well, Elvis has left the building." He had written a book called X-Ray, which was sort of autobiographical account of the Kinks. But he references Elvis in the book and in our conversation. So it goes, "Elvis has left the building, but Sting is here." And the beginning of this great song, Waterloo Sunset, you can pick up a little bit of a legendary Police song. Let us go to those archives right now on 93.3 WMMR.
Would you care to do something here for us?
Yeah, well, I've left the building, but Sting has arrived. We're going to do, everyone likes to hear Waterloo Sunset, and I don't know why. It's just a, you know, it doesn't mean much. I think the show, it builds up to it, you know, and doing it here at like 1 o'clock in the day. The only way I can think of doing it without is to do it like Every Breath You Take. Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi lights shine so bright. But I don't need no friends. As long as I gaze on Waterloo Sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly is evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. They don't feel afraid. As long as they gaze on Waterloo Sunset, they are in paradise. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Gosh, yeah. I'm in heaven
only
now.
You could have extracted that.
It was actually Ed Shockey. I must give credit where credit is due. Ed said, "Worst please play Waterloo Sunset." And he promised to show you the couch that Bruce Springsteen slept on. If you know, Bruce slept on Ed's couch. Did you know that, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.